What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Fat Thor Podcast. We're back. I'm Andy Gunnan. With me, Coach Jody, C-U-Tat, a.k.a. Midget Mafia. What's up, brother?
What's up, sir?
Not much, man. Been busy. Been absolutely off the chains busy.
That's good.
Yeah, busy's good. At times it's good, and at times it's chaos. It's stressful because it's like you're forgetting things on the table. But the one thing I do like about being busy is that it motivates me and gets me in gear to do other things that I've put off, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's weird how that is. It's like, oh, I know I should have done this, just like what I did this morning, which was make new shirts, new merch for shows on the road, which is one I'm wearing right now. If you're watching, Sugar Hugger. That's right. There it is. Boom. Sugar Hugger. I got them in green, Girl Scout green, and black. Black slimming for me because I'm fat. Yeah. So, you know, but how was your week? Before we jump into mine, again, you can find Jody at Midget Mafia OG on TikTok and everything else. We're going to talk about that as well. And Halloween. This is the Halloween show. We're going to talk a little bit of Halloween movies, some of our favorite memories, things. And Jody pissed everybody off on TikTok talking about Halloween. We'll get to that in a minute. But what was how's your week been? Busy? Hectic? Same thing? Still doing Cameo?
Pretty much same thing. It's been kind of wild. I got the Cameo where it went from like 300 of them down to like 20.
Ooh,
and then I cleared my list out.
Oh, okay. Like, so you got them. Okay. So you fulfilled the orders.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And then I'm like, okay, I'll open it up for another 100.
Okay. And
I got 56 of them to do already.
Okay. But you can't put a number. You just opened it up and said, when it hits 100, I'm cutting it off. I'm turning it off.
You can put what number you want. 100 is easy to do in a day.
Oh, okay. So you can preset on there. I'll only accept 100 requests.
Yeah.
See, I don't know. I don't have OnlyFans. People don't want to have sex with my feet. So I don't know this stuff that you're learning.
With Cameo, with Cameo, you can sit there and just open it fully up.
Oh, wait, that was OnlyFans. I got them backwards. Hold on. My bad.
And that's what I did at first. I just opened it completely up.
You were just like, let everybody in the world come into my realm.
Yeah, and that was a huge mistake because we ended up with like 400 and something of them in my quote list.
Well, you know what? Again, I'm going to go back to this. I love you, brother. You wanted it. You needed to make some money. And here it is. And God gave it to you.
Yeah. I just had to learn to tone it down a little.
Well, manageable.
Yeah, exactly.
Manageable. I mean, but the scary part is, and the same thing with doing comedy, with doing shows, is you get on this roll and you don't want the ball to stop. Because the fear is the ball to stop. Because once the ball stops, getting it going takes a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Just like
it's like when I open the second, when I open the main count back up, it's been slow. And you think with 2 million people, it wouldn't be slow.
But dude, 2 million is nothing anymore. 2 million people is nothing anymore in this world. 2 million is nothing. I mean, we talked about it. You want your million, you want your 2 million followers that's willing to spend $5 on you, which you found. You've done it. You found it. You're in that groove, and I'm on my path myself. So, and not so much TikTok or social media, but in comedy and entertainment.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and that's the beauty of watching you go through this, and we're kind of going through this together and on here on the podcast, and people can follow this journey of, you know, where we've come from, where we're going, where we're trying to go, and where you're actually going. So, and everybody's path is different. Everybody's a little bit accelerated. Somebody's a little bit slower, just different things. So it's been really cool. So it's been really cool and interesting, but people don't understand. It's like, you know, it's that scary fart, that scary thought of that scary thought of you turn it off. And a lot of comics will come off. They'll be so busy for so long, for so many years. And I'm exhausted. And they come off and then they try to come back and they go, oh God, I'm back at the bottom. And now I got to climb this effing mountain again.
Yeah.
But you got to find that balance of flow where it's just like without turning it off. And it's just, and because people are fickle. People are way more fickle and not unforgiving. They don't forgive. They are like, you get went away. We're on to the next thing. We're on to the next person. Like,
let them know that you like Kanye and it's over.
Okay. So you like, we got a lot to unpack. I have not watched any of your podcasts. I've been that busy. Thank God I've been that busy. I barely have enough time to make a video for reels now. I'm off TikTok. TikTok can kiss my ass. Okay.
Yeah.
TikTok can kiss my ass for a lot of different reasons. One, they bullied you. Two, they're bullying other people. They've bullied me numerous times, and that's fine. Yeah. I only have like 18, not even 19,000 followers. Can't get past it. I've been suppressed more times than a hooker on Friday night. I've been more suppressed than anybody, and it's like, yeah. I don't care anymore. I don't really care. That's fine. I'll keep my 18,000, and I'm doing better on Reels. I'm getting better followers, more followers on Reels, yeah, on Facebook. And so I'm like, I'm building that, you know. I'll post them and create them maybe in TikTok or the ideas and just like, that's it. It's okay. And then, yeah, I'll just throw it over to Reels and all that. And that's what I'm focused on now, 'cause that's where I'm getting more traction.
Well, it's funny. It's like the OG page and the 2.0 page. There's a lot of people that are on both of them, but it's a whole different crowd. And then you put it on Instagram and it's a whole different crowd.
Right. Right.
So you don't really have to be in one thing.
No.
Anymore.
No, you don't. And, you know, and that's what we talked about before. You've got to be in all things because you don't know where your people are. And you may, yeah, have a little over here. You may have a little over there. You know, you try to, you don't want to have them spread out, but you've got to have one that's, you know, got X number of followers. You know, we've talked about, yeah, that, about booking and getting more jobs and things like that. But there are different crowds. Yeah. Facebook is an older, middle of the road, middle-aged crowd that's willing to stay a true follower, I think, and that's willing, yes, to come to shows, spend money. TikTok, they'll spend money, but they're young. They're kids.
Yeah.
You know, yes, they're young. They're teenagers to 20-something, early 30s. Yeah. You know, it's that group. And that's fine. And there's some older folks on there, too. And that's fine. You're not going to get so many of the followers from them. I mean, that your older 30-year-old to 65-year-old, you're going to find still in Facebook. That's fine. That's great. Instagram's a middle of the road. It's kind of a mesh of the two, better, I think.
Yeah.
I think. But what's weird is that the entertainment community, being comedy and bookings, and they look at Instagram more objectively. They all look at Instagram. They're starting to look at TikTok more. Like, oh, you're a TikTok sensation. Okay, great. Because, yeah, they won't, and it depends on the demographic. They want young, fresh, new, long life fans. So that's, yeah, where you go for that. And you've got that. So you got a nice base there. Which they find you know, funny, they find you interesting, they find you all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I don't know. But you've got to have it all. But you've got to have, because they're all groups, because they're, yeah, all different groups and different things. I'm finding, I guarantee, I put my new shirts on TikTok, they won't sell. I've already got people on Facebook like, hey, man, I'm going to buy one. Hey, man, I'm going to buy one. I'm like, yeah, great. Yeah. Boom, two, three, so.
Yeah.
The goal of my merch, realistically, is for my shows to get me gas to get my ass home. It literally is. I mean, because, yeah, I was just in Houma, Louisiana this past week with Bar Comedy USA on their Pub and Grub comedy tour, which I am a part of now. I'm glad and proud to be a part of that. Thank you.
Awesome.
Jeremy Danielson, Jared Dog, for bringing me on and giving me an opportunity. I did my first show, and it was the first show, first comedy show this place has ever done, Red Seal Pizzeria. If you're in Houma, they are still struggling to get back from the 10-year hurricane and from Irma years ago. Wasn't that Irma or Ira? Irma. It was that Irma? Yeah, Irma. I forget the names. There's so many.
It was a hurricane.
Yeah, but they're still, you know, they're pretty much back. I mean, you still see the decimation of,
yeah,
you know, they got the stores back up and running, but they weren't able to replace the size, or they weren't able to do whatever. So, but they're the nicest people. They're the greatest people. Oh, so such a fun crowd. It was a free show. We had like 45 people there for the first comedy show. They're going to do comedy more. So it was great. But that was a 7-hour ride. Not tomorrow. Saturday, I got to go to Covington, Ohio, to the End Zone Sports Lounge. Again, back on the Bar Comedy USA on the Pub and Grub comedy tour. I'll be up there Saturday. Now, with that said, these shows pay. Do they pay a lot, a super lot? Not a super lot. Does it pay enough to get me gas there? Yes. Does it pay to get me gas home? Mm. Does it pay for a hotel? Mm. So I've got them, you know, in that, you know, comedy, yeah, and it's nothing against them. That's just the way comedy pays. And then when you're on the road, you're hoping to get other shows and then sell some merch to be able to feed yourself and hotels and cover expenses. Plus, grow your brand, Sugar Hugger. Hey, he ain't gonna not come. I'll go find him. I'll go follow him. Maybe he'll come here and then try to build your
thing. Like I said, it's building a brand up.
It's building a brand. And with gas so expensive, this is what people don't understand. It's nothing against the bookers, nothing against the venues. They're doing their job. They're doing comedy. Yeah. I'm getting booked. I am not complaining at all. They are the best. The End Zone, highest regards. Bar coming to you to say thank you so much for the chance and opportunity. If not, I'll be sitting with a thumb up my ass this weekend probably. But.
The it's all the other stuff that adds up.
Yeah, and then people go, and that's what people, and that's why comics sell things. We sell things to pay for gas, and now gas is double, triple what it used to be. Yeah. So now it costs us three times as much to get to you to do a show. Yeah. So we probably burn up majority of our pay in gas, and then we've got to get a hotel if they don't provide it. Most shows don't, unless you're working at a club and you're working the whole weekend. If it's a one night show, they don't provide. They just pay, hey, this amount, and that's fine. And that's great. Sometimes the venue will give you some free food. That's great. But we're on our own on food and gas. You're typically on your own on food and gas. So when you're traveling that far, you can spend $150, $200 real quick.
Before merch was a big thing, what did you do?
The merch has been around for comedians for a long time. Now, before I started doing I started my stickers. And the reason why I started my stickers was because I started getting tips this past year and comedy shows. Yes, I started getting tips. I was like, holy cow, this is great. And I wasn't even asking for tips. Yeah. I was just like bitching about gas on stage. And I wasn't bitching about the ride. I was just, bitching in general. Yeah. Everybody's bitch. Yeah. And then after the show, people were like happy. They were like, man, that was a great show. Can I buy you a drink? Can I buy you dinner? And then they would start sliding me like $10. Like, here, man, here's some money for gas. Or here's some money for the tolls. Like, I went to West Virginia, and there was three tolls they didn't tell me about. $4.50 each. Yep. And I didn't even have no cash. And I found an emergency $20 stuffed away in my truck and got through the three tolls. And I was bitching. And so I was like, hey, y'all could have told me about the goddamn three tolls, okay? Yeah. I spent $20 in tolls, not including gas, to get here. But they were so cool, and we had a great show. It was a good show. And then I think they slid me somewhere between about $100 in tips to pay for the tolls and help for gas. And it was such a huge, and I had nothing to give them, and I felt so bad. So I was like, I wish I had stickers. So I went home, and that's where I made the stickers. And now I give them out. I gave about 20 out in home. I didn't ask. I said, I asked for donate. I didn't want to ask for money from them because they had been. Yeah. Struggling from a hurricane, they're just back on their feet. And I was like, look, if you want to donate some money to me for the gas, that's great, or stickers. If not, just come get a sticker. And then I gave about 25 free stickers. It didn't cost me anything. That's fine. Yeah. But realistically, in the grand scheme of things, I want to grow my brand or something. I've always wanted shirts, and I wanted shirts. And people like shirts, especially if it's fun, it's funny, and it talks about your comedy, and it helps you get your brand out there. And the main thing, the thing is to make more money to be able to stay on the road to cover cost. Yeah. That's the huge thing. That is the thing. That is what you're supporting. You are when you buy something from somebody, especially a comedian who's on the road, who's spending $3 to $3.45 a gallon in gas to drive 8 hours to come do a comedy show, you are basically helping them get home and to another venue or to the next, and to stay in this game.
To pay the power bill at your $1 million mansion.
Yeah, no, you're not paying bills. You're covering your tour costs. Now, eventually, hopefully you sell enough to pay some bills. That's the goal because you're getting, whatever the venues or whatever the shows pay. And some shows maybe a lot of comics may take the show for free. You just don't know. Yeah. There's so many shows that these comics, there's a friend of mine. He's a very good comedian. He is solid. He's a very good, and he has a tour list that is a mile long. And I know for a fact, looking at it, because he and I've talked, we've hung out, he doesn't say no to shows. He doesn't say no. He is a freaking grinder. I mean, when I say road comic, he is a road comic. And he takes probably 25 to 30% of shows for zero pay. So he's not making anything. So yeah. Now, if he does sell merch, which I don't think he's selling merch right now, but I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a while, but I was like, dude, you got to sell merch. You got to get some money. You got to cover this gas. You know, he slept in cars. He's sleeping in cars and things like, you know, yeah. And everybody's like, well, that's the right. And I'm like, look, there's, you've got to be a business guy about this thing first. And the business thing is cover your expenses. And that's all we're trying to do. That's all I'm trying to do. Cover my expenses. If I make some money, great. The goal is to make money. That's like this. That's this.
Well, the goal is to do what you enjoy doing.
Right. And not go in the hole and it costs you. And that's where a lot of people get scared. And that's where a lot of people don't understand. So you got to have something more. And I'm hoping this Sugar Hooker shirts will be better than the wax temper. And the stickers were a good test case for me. The stickers were a good test case. I still have them. But they're a little pushy because I wax my hamster and I like to give one out. I gave one out, you know, when I do my whole bit and I get, and you've always, there's always these one or two people with like this utter shock of my whole bit that because it's a 7 to 9 minute bit. And if you hadn't heard it, you need to come here. It's shocking. There's laughs. There's like, what the heck? Holy cow. And then there's the sticker of I wax my hamster and I always give it to someone who was just like I gave it to a grandma of the family that was, she was just sitting there just like, I go, you look shocked and disturbed by this, by this bit. She goes, I am. She goes, I cannot believe this. She goes, holy God. I go, and this is for you. So you can tell everybody you've waxed your hamster. So you can wear it like you voted, you know? And it was funny. The family got a laugh. So it was fun. Yeah. And so, and then the other one is, which is part of my Sugar Hooker bit, is you're going to make an amazing ex-wife. Now, that's a little pushy. I had one guy come up. He goes, man, I got a race car. I want to put the you're making an amazing ex-wife on my thing. So it's a little bit more to the guys, and it's a little over the line.
Yeah.
And a little crass, but it's fun still.
Yeah.
It's fun.
You got to find a balance. You actually got to have both of them.
Right.
You got to have that balance of both.
Right. And I stay clean. I don't cuss and stuff. But, you know, I've gotten a little fun crass. But the Sugar Hooker is a part of my Girl Scout Nazi bit. And that is a fun bit. It's a new line I put in there months ago that has been working, that has been great, that has added such a huge thing. And then I've got two things. I got the sticker from that bit, and I got this. And even my wife's like, this thing, and she designed it. My wife designed this, and I wanted 70s look, and she did a great job. And so it's fun. I've got them on the green shirt, so it's green and white, like the Girl Scout logo. So it goes with that. So I'm hoping, you know, it's fun. You know, ladies will like it. Women will like it. Guy, you know, it's fun. It's, you know, because everybody loves sugar and candy. And that's the fun part about it. So.
Well, it gets people talking.
Yeah, and it gets people talking.
Somebody like, wears it. They're like, where'd it come from?
Yeah, because it's funny. Yeah. It's funny. You cannot argue. Sugar Hooker is funny no matter what you say. If you're offended by Sugar Hooker, go away. I don't want to hang out with you. You're
you know
no
what century
fun.
We're in?
Yeah, I mean, okay. Just go away. Just go away. So I got up. I made them cut them this morning because we already had these shirt blanks that we had bought a while back. I just never did nothing. And now after that road trip, I was like, I am not going another 8 hours on the road without some merchandise in my hand to be able to sell. I'm not. And then hopefully I can sell them to people. I've already got two or three people say, hey, man, I want one. Great. Good. That's going to help me for gas money towards, you know, or coming back. So I'm excited to have them. We're going to go get some more shirt blanks. And it's just so much fun. It is fun to make them. It's easy. We have all the equipment. We bought the equipment. We got a good deal on some of the heat press from a lady that was getting rid of stuff last year. Just never have pulled the trigger. So now we're in full-blown merch mode. So it makes me feel more comfortable. I've got something like, okay, I've got something to take an offer to be able to sell to hopefully make enough gas money to get back.
And the fact of you're making it yourself.
Yes, and I'm making it myself. You know, I'm not outsourcing it, cutting them out. I'm exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't have to worry about, hey, go order a shirt. Go order a shirt. I've done okay on the storefront tier thing. They've done a good job. But in what it costs for a shirt, I want to be able to sell it for that.
Yeah.
So I make very little money off of those, which I'm going to keep those on there. And anybody that buys one, because a lot of those designs are multicolor and a lot of stuff out of my realm right now that I've got that I don't want to get into. So I'm keeping the simple stuff like this, the Sugar Hooker, the one color, two color. things I can do with the Cricut. I can do with the heat presses and all that. That's simple, easy to make. I can turn out by I can do it by myself. I did these by myself. Okay, yeah. Me. My wife didn't do it. She designed it. She put it in the Cricut app. I put it in there. I pulled it off. I did the heat press. Boom, boom, boom. She wasn't here. Okay, so these are made by my hands with love and affection and hope. Love the podcast. Who's this? Love the podcast. Keep up the good group. Zabib Denmark. Thank you. Thank you, Zabib. From YouTube. Oh, thanks. Yeah, we're on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch. Thank you. Thank you, Zabib.
Sweet.
Appreciate you. Love to know where you're from. Want to comment back, but thanks, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, folks that are listening now, this is probably on Spotify, iHeartRadio. If this is past Halloween, it's our Halloween show. Thanks for listening. We do go live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Other than that, we put this out on our 17 platforms to all podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, all that. And Spotify, the reason why I plug it, because
there goes the cord. I thought you fixed that cord.
Didn't. You know, I just stepped on it. I got excited with the comment and I kicked it. Okay. Anyways. Anyways. But yeah, one of the reasons why I plug Spotify has been very good to us so far. They're pushing us out there. We're getting more traction on Spotify than any other podcast platform. And that's fine because Spotify is pretty popular right now with Rogan and a bunch of other stuff. So I'm glad. I'm glad we're, you know, I don't care where we get it from, just as long as we're getting it. You know,
as long as it's chugging along.
Chugging along, man. And that's, you know, slow grow, you know, where we don't
like my new music.
Yeah, man. That's it. That's it. That is it, man. I didn't even have time to create banners for the show today. I did not. But last week's podcast with that was great.
Yes.
Halloween is upon us. Monday's Halloween. It's always weird Halloween on a Monday. It's not weird. It's just not as fun, I guess. You know, because kids still at school, and then they got school the next day. It's weird because you see kids out like, I'm here, I'm doing this, I don't get to stay out late. Mom said I can't eat my candy when I go home. God dang it. It's like depression for kids on a Monday. You know, it's like, it's a school night.
You got me who didn't go trick-or-treating, and you show up Monday and all these kids got all this candy.
Okay, explain and tell everybody your story, how or why you did not go trick-or-treating.
I just didn't like Halloween. I've never liked Halloween. I've never been a big fan.
Why not? In general?
Just never really got into it.
Interesting.
Christmas is my thing. Christmas and Easter.
Christmas and Easter.
Yeah. But Halloween, I never got into the wanting to go trick-or-treating, really? Go out, get candy.
Okay. Sorry. I'm not arguing. I love the free candy. I was out. Look. If you're giving out Reese's peanut butter cups for free, my ass is on the street. Oh, my God. Here we go. My ass is on the street. That's all I heard
on TikTok.
What did you hear on TikTok?
All I heard on TikTok. Well, how are you going to get your Reese's Pieces and Lifesaver gummies if you ain't trick-or-treating?
Nobody gives out Reese's Pieces and Lifesaver gummies on Halloween. I have never gotten those. Never. Never have anybody. You know what the main candies? The main candies. Let's be honest. The main candies and chocolate and high quality, high items, meaning people are willing to spend money on a good candy are Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Almond Joys. Those are the two hot top ones. You'll sneak in some Mound Folks every now and then. But your top item, your most expensive, high quality items of people that are actually going to spend decent money, and not the BS Tootsie Pops or Dum Dums because they're, you know, they don't like kids or whatever, are top tier. All the time in a bucket, continually, to this day, from the 70s to now, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Almond Joys, you're going to see some Mounds and Snickers. Those are your top three.
Every now and then, you might see a Kit Kat.
Excuse me. Yeah. You're correct. Kit Kat. Those are the top four. Top four nice high-end that you see consistently that you know that you've got a 25% chance, or actually, excuse me. You've got a 50 to 60% chance on every house to get either a Kit Kat, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, Almond Joy, or Snickers. Those are your four. That's what you're after. That's what you're going for. Because if you don't want the other ones, you can trade some of those Kit Kats and Snickers to the kids that don't like peanut butter and get the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, and then you end up with more Reese's Peanut Butter Cups than you need. So that is the game plan. If you are not focused as a kid and as a adult going out, it's like, you know, I used to strategically move my kids. I'm like, my son would come around and say, Dad, we hear there's Reese's peanut butter cups on the other side of the neighborhood. We got to go. Go. Let's go. Go. Ha. Get them.
Oh, goodness.
It is a hunt. I didn't care about the dressing up. I wasn't there to buy for the scare. I was like, I care less. I do like scary movies and stuff and the ghost stuff. But it's like, you're giving out free Reese's peanut butter cups. Do you know what the street value of those things are at a store? You know how expensive those things are as a kid. I don't want to spend my money on Reese's peanut butter cups. I don't want to spend my allowance.
And I remember the kids also finding like the one neighborhood that gave full size stuff. And they'd always be trying to go there.
Yes. Yeah. And then you would find the dentist or doctor in that neighborhood. And you're like, I don't want your freak toothbrush. I don't want a freak toothbrush. Oh, yeah. Brush your teeth, kids. Jackknob. 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 You can't be cool for one day. One day, 364 days a year. On the one day, you could be cool. Give out candy. You're still giving out goddamn toothbrushes. Yeah. Oh, well, I thought it was cool and funny. No, you can just stop promoting your business. You have enough money. Stop promoting. I'm never going to come see you I'm going to tell everybody, don't go see him. He's the worst dentist ever. He is the worst dentist ever. Don't ever go see him. He abuses patients. He pulls teeth. He doesn't do anything but pull teeth. That's all he does. Oh, I was ruthless, man. Give me a toothbrush on a Halloween. Give my kid a toothbrush on Halloween and watch how I go off. I hope, you know, Riley is 15 now, so she's probably not going trick-or-treating. I'm out of kids to use for my bidding for Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I'm out.
So
I'm
now you got to sell shirts just to go buy Reese's.
Now I got to sell shirts to buy Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. This is what we're doing.
See, I knew there was a bigger picture with these shirts.
There's a bigger picture in here, though. See, okay. I always feel guilty buying myself Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. It's because I've gotten this weird, because you get Reese's Peanut Butter Cups every 12 months out of the year. They're making Reese's Peanut Butter Cup pumpkins. Used to be just Christmas trees was a big thing because you got the grease. Because you were like, oh, crap, the trees. It's like three Reese's Peanut Butter Cups worth of peanut butter in one, at least.
And it tasted better.
Oh, my God. So better. So good. So good. That was one of the main highlights of Christmas was getting those in your stock or having them available. And then they did the eggs. And the eggs came out about that. And then the eggs were bigger. And I'm like, oh, my God. How are we getting bigger? This is better. Easter is now my new favorite holiday with Christmas because of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. This is amazing. And now
I always wonder why they tasted different.
They tasted better. They tasted better. Yeah. 100 times better. I don't know what they did. And they put extra crack in there, but they did something. So good. I'm not the only one that's crazy that thinks they were better. Okay.
Yes, they are. They definitely are better. Yeah.
You're my people. This is why we're here. This is why we are together. Because everybody thinks I'm insane when I have this conversation.
No, it's... And even the Christmas tree and the Easter egg is different tasting. To me, the Easter egg is better.
100%. It's got a little bit more salt. There's a little bit more salt than the sugar in. There's just it's just that little. It's just subtle enough. You're like, huh?
So you buy a couple packs extra just so you have them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
I thought I was the only
pumpkins.
One.
The pumpkins are bullshit.
Yes.
The pumpkins are bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't know what they did or what. The pumpkins are bullshit. They're more chocolate than their peanut butter, and they're not. It's not as good. Dude, they're not as good. They're different. They're different. They are totally different. It's just like Girl Scout cookies. Girl Scout cookies aren't as good as they used to be, man. They've pulled back on the peanut butter. They've changed some things. I noticed a couple of years ago they were waxier. Like, the chocolate was, like, more wax than chocolate flavor. It's like they got the recipe off wrong, or they were like, well, they melt too easy, so we're going to put more wax, because that's what you do. You actually put wax. There is wax in chocolate.
Yeah.
Like, my mom makes stuff, and then she always used to have a block of wax. I'm like, what is this wax for, Mom? She goes, well, you put it in the chocolate so it firms up, and that's so it doesn't melt. And I'm like, you're feeding us wax.
Yeah.
And then it was like, we're putting wax in our bodies So it doesn't melt? She's like, yeah, even the candy companies do it. No, I'm like,
you're worried about putting wax in your mouth. Have you read some of the ingredients on some of the stuff you eat?
Well, no, it was, again, this was years ago when I was younger, and I was like, what? And I was like, you know, we didn't think of things like that, you know, in the 80s, 90s. We were like, huh? Everything's great. You know, and then, and it was like, but when you see a block of wax sitting there, you're like, we're melting that, but no, that. But, and then I started realizing the different chocolates that melt easier don't have as much wax. And then if you get too much wax, and my mom accidentally put too much wax in a batch one time, and they were hard, they wouldn't melt for shit. You could put them out in the summer. They weren't melt. And it was just, but it was just enough. And you're like, it's a little, what? And they were like shinier. They look great. Oh man, they make great pictures. They look great.
Yeah.
They look great. But you're like, it's all right. Yes, yeah, I put a little too much extra wax. I'm like, oh, great. I'm going to shit out a candle. Stop playing it. But my mom listens to this. You make great things, Mom. You make amazing things, great memories. And we're just talking chocolate. We're not talking about you. We're not dogging you, Mom. Love you. But you do. Oh, God. I'm going to have a therapy session with my mom. She listens to this. Anyways. All right. Back to Halloween. So, Jody didn't like Halloween. You said it on TikTok and everybody went nuts. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes, they did. Like, they were upset with me.
So, what were the comments? So, what, just people were like, oh, you asshole.
Pretty much.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah. Yeah. And the main thing was, like I said, you the Reese's Pieces and Lifesavers. And I'm thinking, I went to school and seen all the kids get stuff, and they never got that. So why waste my time?
No. You didn't get those. I will attest. You are correct, sir. You are 100% correct. You're not one. You're not the only one. I had some friends growing up that were like, my parents won't let me go, or you know, that I don't want to go. So they would just buy their kids bags of candy and just like, here, stay home. And I was like,
oldest would always be sick during Halloween. So we would always go to Rite Aid, now Walgreens, get her candy and go home. I mean.
Right. Fluffy, Gabriel Iglesias talks about that in his new comedy special that just came out on Netflix. He had a funny, good story with his son about going to Walmart and letting him load up, you know. And so it was very interesting. But, you know, it's fun, you know, if kids like running around, you know, Peachtree City is great for that because we got golf cart paths, things like that. Everybody can go from neighborhood very easily and stuff. And then my kids were younger when we lived down in Sonoya in the neighborhood we had about 25 houses, 30 houses in the second neighborhood. And I had a four wheeler. I put my trailer on it, made a little hayride, and I pulled them around and I just kind of rode around. They ran around. So that was fun. That's fun. That's the fun stuff.
Yeah.
But I was always like, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Your taxes, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Like, literally, like, I get half of every Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. And my kids were like, we don't even like them that much, Dad. I don't know. And they were just giving
it. Here you go.
Yes, I raised you right. I raised you right. I raised you correctly. But, yeah, I'm sad, man, because, you know, I don't have any kids to go out and, hunt and gather me Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Like, dang, I actually gotta go buy them now. I gotta go buy them. I'm like, no, I don't need to go buy them.
I got adopt a kid.
I did get one, you know, but people do have them around. So, you know, you get them at offices and different things. Like, so now if I go to somebody's office, like I was at the Atlanta Comedy Awards Sunday. Matter of fact, talking about my weekend, I didn't really dive into what else I did. I did several shows. I was at the Atlanta Comedy Awards. I was nominated here in Atlanta for 2022. Funniest clean comedian in Atlanta. It was me and five other people. Very good comedians. Carter Dems actually won it. Carter's very funny. Yeah, he was on Wild Now. Very good guy. He lives here now. Solid dude. But there were several other guys in the group, SK Morton, Greg. And it was good. And we did a show. It was great. It was great to be a part of. Great to be nominated. Yes.
Well, it sees where you're at, your caliber.
Well, yeah, you know,
you're around,
You know, and it is great to be asked to be in it, and then, and I didn't even know, and they reached out to me months ago, like, hey, you were referred to us, and I can't remember who referred me to them, said you're a clean comedian, or, you know, they said, we kind of know who you are, but, you know, they said you're solid, you're clean. And I was like, yeah, they go, would you want to be a part of the festival? And I was like, sure. I mean, if I don't have to spend any money, some of these things you have to spend money to send in. So they're like, no. You were strictly by referral. It's in the clean comedy category. We're going to let you in. If you'd like to be in it and see, if, you know, go through. And it was based upon a video. So I sent in a video, months ago, didn't hear anything. A comic from California reached out to me, said he was coming through, wanted to be on the show because he was going to Atlanta Comedy Awards. And I was like, and it was like a couple of weeks ago. And I was like, well, I'm not doing the radio show right now. I'm just doing the podcast. I've had to really focus on comedy. I had to put the radio show on pause for a minute. But not that I'm, you know, it's over, but, you know, it's pause. And I was like, well, you're coming to Atlanta Comedy Awards. I was like, well, I guess you made it through. He's like, yeah, I'm in the clean comic category. I said, well, they reached out to me about being in it too. And he goes, they sent me an email. I'm one of the finalists. And I'm like, I guess I did. You know, and I'm like, I guess I just didn't make it through. Because some of these festivals, if you send in, they just don't ever tell you. You just don't ever hear from them. You know, it's like, whatever. I don't pay to submit stuff anymore. I don't pay to submit the festivals, realistically. The only festival that I do pay an entry fee to is the World Series of Comedy, and is well worth it. And I've done a whole podcast on that, and we don't have time for that on this podcast. But if you're interested and want to know any more information, reach out to me. I will let you know or send you a link to that video, podcast video, and it's on YouTube. And it's here on the Fat Thor podcast, and you can listen to the whole hour about that. So, and I have no problem doing that. But so it was great. So, and then I was booked for a show Friday for the anniversary show for Jittery Joe's in Bethlehem, which is a room I work out at a lot, and they've been supporting comedy in Lanny for 2 years. So I went up there to be a part of that, and then went and did the show in Louisiana, and then had to come back, and then I got a call. Wednesday or Thursday? Hey, Andy. Yeah. It's such from Atlanta Comedy Awards. I was like, hey, man, what's going on? I just want to make sure you're good to perform Sunday at 4:00. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? what are you talking about? He's like, well,
is this a casting notice?
Right. Yeah. And I was like, I'm going to be in Louisiana doing a show, and I'm going to be driving back. And I had planned on stopping and hanging out in New Orleans or Biloxi on the way back, my two favorite places, and I'm going right past them, so I'm coming right back. I'm like, this is great. I'm going to spend a couple hours on Sunday, go to Biloxi, you know, or downtown New Orleans, eat, and then go home, or, you know, whatever. And they're like, no, we need you to perform. And I go, what do you mean? I said, I haven't talked to you since I sent the submission months ago. I haven't got any email or nothing. They're like, well, you're one of the finalists for Atlanta's Funniest Clean Comic. It's you, between you and four other guys. And I was like, what? So now I'm like, now I can't not show my face, you know? Yeah. And now I don't want to, like, I dig. I'm like, yes, I'll make it. So I had a haul ass back. So I drove till 2-3 in the morning, slept for 4 hours, got up, hauled ass, barely made it, ran out of gas. I ran out of gas for the first time in my life. And yes, I have a truck that will signal you, a computerized. All these years of having no digital anything, I've never ran out of gas. I ran out of gas not paying attention to my truck. I was thinking about my set the last night, what I was going to do. Because I went from doing a 36-minute set to a 10-minute set. In Atlanta, and I'm like, what am I gonna do? And I'm just thinking, talking to my wife on them. I looked down, I saw I had about 15 miles. I knew there was two exits up the road, zoned back out, saw the exit, gas on this one exit said $3.80. Every exit before was $3.13 to $3.25. That should have been my first clue. I was in the middle of Alabama nowhere. If they're charging $3.80, they're gouging at this point. Everybody knows it's not $4 anymore here in Georgia. Yeah. It's not nowhere near. Okay. That's over. It's about $3 to $3.45 at the high, depending on where you are. Okay.
Yeah.
I went, screw your $3.80. And I was like, there's another exit. I did not think about how far the next exit was. The next exit was over 14 miles. I pass the exit. And then I'm going, huh, is this that weird stretch that's long between exits? And I looked down and my gauge said 11 miles. And I'm still going at 80. And I'm like, huh. It goes down to 10. I go, huh. I hit over on my GPS. I hit closest gas station. And it showed 3 miles behind, 4 miles behind me was that exit. Now, this is a part of the median where it has those chain metal things all the way down. I'm like, I'm going to find a gap where the cops use, and I'm just going to have the circle and go back. If a cop sees me, we're just going to have a conversation.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. Is there a gap? No. No, it's the longest stretch of metal wire barrier I've ever seen in my life. I'm down to I'm down to 6 miles. I'm getting further away from that one. I'm halfway between. And guess how far now I am? I am 7 miles behind me to what the 380 was. It is 7 miles in front of me to the next exit. And my gas goes 7-6 miles like that. Oh, shit. Now, at this point, I'm only an hour ahead of schedule. So I'm set to be in Atlanta by 2:30, an hour ahead of my 30:30 check-in time, 4 o'clock show. My God, I don't want to be on the side of the highway walking 7 miles and trying to hitchhike to get gas. Well, there's an exit ramp that had just started coming up that said it was 1 mile. I was like, oh, thank God. I'm going to get off here. Maybe my GPS is wrong. Maybe there's a weird little mom and pop
something.
Something. Get off. I look down to the right. Not a goddamn thing. I look to the left, and I see around this curve, I see a little building like oh, shoot. And now my thing says, you have 5 miles, Andy. And I'm scared at this point. I'm like, but I'm just like, get off the highway. Get off the interstate.
Yeah.
So I turn left, go across the bridge, pull up to this little building. It's abandoned. My goddamn. And there's two trailers beside it and a trailer across the street. My God. So I just pull in this in front of this trailer and I'm just like, I get out, turn it off. Just like, where at bingo?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to have to call AAA. I'm going to have to figure something out. At least I'm off the highway. I'm somewhere. And I was like, I'm going to go knock on these people's door. There was like 4 cars. And I'm just going to knock on their door. Maybe they got a gallon of gas. I got some cash in my pocket. You know, much love from South Carolina. Big fan of the podcast and Jody's TikTok. Oh, thank you, Caprice and Z. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yes, yep. Give us 5 stars on whatever you listen to, whether it's Facebook, Spotify, whatever. Thanks. Appreciate that. So, anyways, and it's Sunday. It's 10 o'clock Alabama time, Sunday morning. I'm dreading knocking on these people's door. I'm dreading on, you know, I'm just like, but I got to do it. I'm like, all right. About the time I get enough guts to go over there to start knocking on the door, I'm standing beside my truck and I hear a voice. And I hear, you need help? And it's coming from behind me. And I just look around. I look left. I look right. There's nobody. I do have a gun under my seat. I didn't have it in my hand, but it was in my truck under my seat. And I was like, And I look around, and there's this skinny young gentleman across the street who I guess came around the back of his house or whatever, his trailer. And he was like, hey, man, you need help. And I was like, yeah, kind of do. It's like, I'm out of gas. I go, I know it sounds horrible, but I'm out of gas. He's like, what? He said, what? I said, you got any lawnmower gas? I can steal or borrow. I said, I got cash, man. I'll give you, I got 10 bucks.
Yeah.
I got 10 bucks cash. You can just give me a gallon of gas to get 7 miles on the road. My truck says it's going to get 5 miles. I think it may only go 4.
Yeah.
It's 7 miles. He goes, oh yeah, it's 7 miles either way, man. You are in the middle of nowhere. I was like, thank you for confirming my worst fear.
Yeah. Appreciate that.
He's like, oh, yeah, man, no worries, man. Everybody breaks down on this exit. We help more people than anything. And I'm like, oh, the guy's got gas. He goes, but funny thing, a guy ran out of gas last night, and I gave him all my gas. I'm like, Jesus. I'm like, you have nothing. He goes, yeah, he goes, that's my dad's house right there. And he goes, they're all at church, man. He goes, you picked the wrong time. Everybody's at church but me. And I was like, so does he have gas? Does he have a gas can? Can I give you $20 and y'all work it out? You know, is there something we can work out here?
Yeah.
He goes, nah, man. He goes, tell you what. He goes, I'll give you a ride down to the gas station. He goes, I got a can. It's empty, but I got a can. He goes, I'll drive you 7 miles down. He goes, I got to go to the store anyways. He goes, I was going to go down there and get a pack of smokes. He goes, I just got up and fed my dogs. He goes, I need to go down there anyways. And I was like, now I'm perplexed. I'm like, you don't get in anybody's car these days.
Yes, exactly.
You don't, you know, and he was nice. And so I was like, I kind of waved it off. We chit-chatted a little bit more. I kept weighing my options. I kept weighing. He goes, man, you can call AAA, but, you know, they're probably going to be 45 minutes an hour. And he was right. They're 45 minutes an hour out, more or more.
Yeah.
I was like, I really need to be at the award show. I really need. And he goes, man, and we talk. And he goes, well, look, man, he goes, I got to go down and get me some cigarettes and get my day and get me a snack. He goes, you can ride with me. And we can get you that gas and get you down the road. Or, you know, you can stay here in front of my dad's house until whenever.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, I guess, all right, I'll ride with you, man. So I get in his truck and we go down. We drive 7 miles south back to where I was, to that $3.80 gas station. I buy him a pack of smokes. I said, dude, get whatever you want. I'm going to take care of you.
Yeah.
I bought him a pack of chips. He got a Coke, pack of Newports. I was like, and he goes, because he on the way down, he goes, yeah, because I need your gas in my truck anyways. I go, your gas is bought.
Yeah.
Your gas is bought. We're done. So I put gas in his truck, all that. I get about 3 gallons in the gas tank. I said, I only want a gallon. So I put a gallon that we get back. We had a nice conversation. And it was a very good conversation about you can't trust people more. He says, man, I was broke down on Saddle Road couple weeks ago with a flat tire. He goes, nobody stopped for me.
Yeah.
Nobody helped. Nobody offered. Nobody offered to call. Nobody. He goes, now, meanwhile, at my exit where I live, everybody breaks down and we help them. He goes, matter of fact, he goes, you know that little white building you saw that was empty? And I said, yeah. He goes, that used to be our store. We would sell tires. We would sell a little bit of gas, oil. We had things to help people. He goes, and then the city said, you know, we got to get a license, pay taxes. And he goes, so we sold them. Screw it. Yeah. I'm like, y'all are doing a good thing here. And he's like, yeah. And I said, I get it. I said, you know, and we were just talking about, man, you can't trust people no more. Man, you can't trust nobody. It's a sad world. Sad world, the way people are raised on social media. Kids don't respect nobody anymore. People don't respect life. And we were just having a good conversation. And I said, man, I do appreciate you, man. And his name is Sir Edmund. I said, Sir Edmund. My name is Sir Edmund. I said, Sir Edmund, you're my angel today, brother. I said, you are my angel. And we had a great conversation. I put a gallon of gas in my truck and I handed it back. He goes, man, that's your gas, man. Put it in there. I said, no, here's what I'm gonna do. It's called pay it forward.
Yeah.
Nobody paid it forward to you. Nobody helped you out. You are still paying it forward to people.
Yep.
I bought you gas, bought you chips, bought you cigarettes, bought whatever you were about to go spend $30 on. I took care of you. You took care of me. Now I'm going to leave you this gas to take care of somebody else.
Yeah.
Or put in your lawnmower, help cut your grass and at least save a gallon to help somebody else forward that is in that situation. He goes, man, you're good people. I said, well, some of us are. And somewhere down the line, I did something right, something good, and God and karma, whatever you want to call it, is paying it forward, paying it back to me right now with you, Sir Edmund. And I'll pay it forward to you. And hopefully we just keep the thing going. Cause if I don't see you in another life, you have been nothing. I actually marked the exit in my map on my phone. Cause when I go back down there, cause I go back that way, I'll probably stop by and say hi to him one day, say thanks for helping, man, you know, that kind of thing, if I have some time. But there are good people out there in this world, and that, you know, and it sucks that nobody wants to help anybody anymore. And he said he had a gun drawn on him in his front yard because somebody broke down, ran out of gas. They said they called AAA, and then they got scared because it was at night. And he's a rough looking little dude, but he's nice. Yeah. He's a nice dude. And you're there, and he goes, man, they pulled a gun on me. I said, what? He goes, yeah. He goes, they pulled a freaking gun on me. He goes, all I did, because I was standing right where I was talking to you, other side of the road, asked them, like I asked you, do you need help? They said, no, AAA's coming. He goes, all right, you sure? It's going to take them a couple hours. I can get you on the road. I got gas.
Yeah.
He goes, I actually had gas, Andy. He goes, I had gas. He goes, I can get you gas and get you on the road and get you 7 miles down the road to the gas station. Seven, 8 miles. He goes, well, wherever you need to get to. He goes, I got plenty. And he goes, the second I said, I got plenty of gas. He goes, I didn't make a step towards him. I'm on the other side of the road. They pull out a gun and go, get away. And he goes, I'm going to tell you what you can do right now. You can get the hell off my goddamn property because your truck, your car is on my property.
Yeah.
And it was an SUV.
Yeah.
And he goes, your SUV is on my property. So now I'm going inside and calling the police and getting my shotgun. And when I walk back out here, I will have already called the police. You better figure out how to get off my property and cross that bridge down yonder back towards the exit of the expressway. Because if you're on my property, one of us ain't walking away.
Yeah.
So, anyways, it was crazy.
No, it's amazing how people are.
It's amazing. It's crazy, you know. And you do. You have to be here. You try to be healthy. Try to pay it forward. Try to be a good person. And sometimes it just backfires on you. Yeah. And it's crazy. But Sir Edmund rescued me, and I got to Ponce City Market right at 3:15. Got to my show. It was such a great, amazing end to my weekend. It was nothing. I had nothing. And I had told my wife everything went so amazing well. And she was even run out of gas. I go, yeah, because I got to meet Sir Edmund, the nicest dude, the biggest heart. And he got that and took time off the road. He drove me. We had a 30-minute good conversation. We shook hands. We became friends, and we went about our lives helping each other out and then hopefully helping somebody else down.
One thing is also your experiences is entwined into your comedy because you can spin that somehow. So it ain't nothing but good vibes.
Oh, no. And I'm going to talk about Sir Edmund at some point. I just, you know, it was a funny story, and there's more details to it. We don't have enough time. We need to get off here. I got things I got to go do. Unfortunately, today I'm very busy with the shirts. Anything coming up with you, buddy? Still got the cameo on, still got everything going, TikToking, still rocking. I'm getting you some. I already told my wife what size shirts to get at the supply store, so you're getting a Sugar Hooker shirt.
Sweet.
I'm gonna get you one. Anything coming up? You're doing anything you're pushing, got going on?
Still making my music. Have you heard my music?
Mm-mm.
You should go on the 2.0 page. I made a rap song and a country song.
Oh, Jesus. Well, when I get some time, I'm going to listen to it in the car then. I'm going to listen to it. We'll talk about it next week. Actually, we got a guest next week, November 4th. We got Dougie Almeida, comedian. Funny, funny dude. Been in comedy 12 years. He's taken off like a bullet. He's headlining. He and I met at the World Series of Comedy years ago, became friends. He and I opened for Steve Trevino together. He is a good mentor to me, has been a solid friend, solid mentor to me. I love him to death. So funny. He's a great guy. So Florida, he's from Florida, lives in South Carolina. Dude, he's tearing it up right now. He's coming on. I've been on his show, Wake Up Late with Dougie, so he's going to come on the podcast. We're going to talk about what he's doing. He's headlining everywhere now. He's on, like the ball we were talking, he's got that ball rolling so good and so hard right now, and we're just going to talk about that, comedy, what he's doing, where he's going, things like that. It'll be after Halloween. Maybe I'll shake down some kid for Reese's Peanut Butter Cups Halloween night. I don't know. We'll find out. We'll figure it out. Other than that, we want to thank you for listening. Thank you, Zabib in Denmark and Capri Suns. Thank you guys for listening. Share, like. Appreciate you following. I know Jody appreciates you following him. Yep. Follow me. We've got a lot more stuff coming up, a lot more stories, a lot more stuff. And we'll get more into the Sir Edmund thing a little bit later. I've got to go. I got to do some stuff. Love you guys. Appreciate y'all. Y'all are why we do this, and we do it because we love it. And, you know, we hope to do this until we leave this earth. Other than that, have a good Halloween. Have a good week, folks. We'll see you back here November 4th with Dougie Almeida, me, Jody. See, that also goes sortofclassy.com. Hit me up if you want a shirt. I don't have the store up. Just hit me up. PayPal me. It's $5 for shipping, $20 for the shirt, and then with the address, and I'll send it to you until I get an order store put up. Other than that, see you guys at Covington, Ohio this week, and bye.